Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good that we may do your will, and work among us that all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before we start the readings, I was supposed to introduce the teachers, and I just saw that as I opened my book. And so I'd like to do that now. So our preschool teachers are with us today. Now all the children are gone, but just stand up so that people can see you when I say your name. So Becca Mack. Becca. Is Miss Dory here? Dory Hoadley. Allison Anning. Amanda Barron. Jackie Allen, Josh Bernstein, Markeisha Green, and Denise Duham. Denise is the director of the preschool, and the others are teachers and staff, and we're very happy to have you here, and what a blessing you are to our congregation and to the children that are entrusted in your care. So can we thank them for... And they are providing the coffee hour, the fellowship, and the baptism cake. That's how I got the children to be so good today, because I told them there'd be cake. Thank you.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now in Joppa was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please, come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. God is my shepherd, and nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into
gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me in pathways of highest and in truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my thoughts, beyond my fear, from death into life. Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power to hold. Surely, surely your goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. A reading from the book of Revelation. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, Word of Life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. I was really excited when I realized that we would be celebrating baptisms on this fourth Sunday of Easter. Even though our service structure has a cycle of 3 years of readings, always on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we have Good Shepherd readings. And thanks to Kai and Sophia, this fourth Sunday of Easter, we got not only the words of the Good Shepherd, but we got a physical reminder, an image. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." What a promise for Sophia. What a promise for Kai. What a promise for you and for me and for each of us who hears that voice of the shepherd and seeks to follow that voice. Next week, I'll celebrate the anniversary of my ordination. And all the years of ministry before and since ordination, I think the most common question that is put to me as a pastor concerns the presence of evil in our world. If we have a good God, why is there so much bad? How can God let bad things happen to such good and innocent people? Cancer and house fires, broken relationships and lost jobs, alcoholism and earthquakes. We could make that list of bad things going from the simple, like a rained-out wedding, to the most heinous, brutal murder of a child. But we ask that question often. Why do bad things happen? And to that most common question, I think that the most common answer is somewhere along the lines of, well, God didn't promise that life would be fair. God promises when you face the unfairness of life, when you face the difficult realities of life, God promises that God is on your side. God will give you strength that you need to find your way through. God, the shepherd, is seeking for his lambs, looking to call them home, leading them home, so that no one will snatch them out of his hand. That Psalm 23, that is probably the most well-known part of all of the scriptures, at least it's one of the most beloved psalms that we sang today. I was talking to my mother on the phone on Friday, and she asked me what my sermon was about. And when I said Psalm 23, she started to recite it. Now, this is a woman who suffered a brain cancer about 5 years ago and has no short-term memory. She can't remember where she lives, whether or not she's had lunch. She still knows the children and knows people, but she doesn't remember anything else. And here she is, able to recite Psalm 23. Those very familiar words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Those words that have been said at so many funerals and bedsides, so many times used to bring comfort and consolation to mourners, to the sick, to those who are anxious and stressed, maybe even to your three-year-old who wakes up at night with a bad dream. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Just hearing those words or singing them brings a certain calm. That psalm can help us find peace in the midst of the unfair realities of life. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me." The psalmist isn't saying, "I fear no evil because evil only happens to people who deserve it." The psalmist is saying, "The reality of the world is scary and often out of control, but it doesn't scare me because I know that God is on my side. I know that God is on my side, not on the side of disease or the accident, not on the side of the disaster or the terrible thing that has happened. I know that God is on my side, and that's enough to give me confidence." This psalm is the answer to that question: how do we live in a world that is so unpredictable and dangerous and often frightening? When you see innocent people suffering and children dying, young parents stricken with disease, it's difficult to believe in a God of love and compassion. But we do have a God of love and compassion. "The Lord is my shepherd." Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." That promise sounds impossible. But God is the promise keeper, and nothing is impossible for God. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." The Good Shepherd brings us all into the flock, friend and stranger, enemy and outcast. When we feast at this table, all the barriers are broken down. Divisions are overcome. Enemies become friends. This is where we are replenished. When we feel like we've used up all of our strength, when we've run out of faith and love, this is the place where we find overflowing nourishment that strengthens us and encourages us so that we are able to follow the voice of the shepherd. Sometimes people get stuck in that valley of darkness, and they don't know how to find a way out. They're wounded by life and struggle to see where there is goodness and mercy for them. That's God's work. That's the work of the shepherd, to seek, to comfort, to find those who are living in darkness, to take them by the hand and show them how to find their way into the sunlight again. And as members of that same flock, we share in that job of seeking and comforting and encouraging. That's our task. The psalmist says, "Mercy and goodness follow me all the days of my life." Don't think of mercy, or don't think of follow, like a little puppy dog follows you around the house all day. Think more of the better translation of that word, rather than follow, would be pursue. Mercy and goodness pursue me like a hound of heaven, eager, never giving up. The children of God who have been washed in the water, marked with the cross of Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit, are held firmly in the grasp of God's hand. And there is nothing that can snatch us out of God's grip. And here we are at this banquet table, where we are invited to be fed and nourished by the Lamb of God. And this is indeed good news. His body, taken, blessed, broken, and shared, becomes for us life-giving food. At this banquet table, we are forgiven and strengthened to become life-giving food for the world. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. This is the good news of the promise for Sophia and for Kai. This is the promise for you and for me. We are sheep of the flock of the Good Shepherd, and nothing can snatch us out of God's hand.